States are finding ways to collect revenue.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. As the states scramble to close budget deficits this year, one revenue source has begun to pop up as an increasingly popular option: taxing online sales. But that's not an easy fix. Back in 1992, the Supreme Court said retailers that don't have a physical presence in a state cannot be forced to collect local sales taxes. That's costing states billions of dollars in lost revenue. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us live from D.C. this morning. Hi, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So how are the states trying to circumvent that Supreme Court ruling?
Well, they've got several different ideas. The latest effort by a couple of states is to argue that online retailers that advertise to shoppers in their state is the same thing as having a physical operation in the state, and therefore that marketer would have to collect and turn over to the state or local government the appropriate sales tax revenue.
But there are different sales taxes across every state and even cities. I mean, doesn't that make it really hard for companies to collect the appropriate tax?
Exactly. That's the argument that online retailers make. You know, all sorts of variations. Some states charge taxes for groceries or clothing. Others don't. So there's now a group of about 23 states trying to come up with a standardized set of tax rules that online sites could then use for everybody.
And it seems, John, like the lack of sales taxes online gives these websites an advantage over traditional brick and mortar stores, right?
Yeah, that's true. And some states are trying to enlist lobbying support from those stores because arguing, hey, you're at a competitive disadvantage. But now so many retail stores have online sites, they're less inclined to collect taxes. So states have to get more creative about ways to persuade e-commerce sites to level the playing field with the more traditional stores.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington this morning. John, thanks.
Thank you.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is reportedly looking to buy German generic drug maker Stada. Now, Pfizer's big in brand name medications, but wants to move into generics as a way to diversify. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports and tries to explain the business strategy.
If Pfizer wins the bid, it'll enter the European generic drug market in a big way. Les Funtleiter is a healthcare analyst at Miller Tabak.
The strategy is to diversify their revenue base because developing new drugs is difficult and often fraught with failure.
Many Pfizer blockbusters like Viagra and Lipitor are losing patent protection and will have to compete against generics. Tom Getson is a health economist at Temple University in Philadelphia. He says drug companies may be shifting from having one branded drug to owning many generic drugs in one category.
It frankly doesn't make any difference if you have a patent if you control every single cholesterol drug, because you control that market.
Pfizer isn't the only big drug company vying for Radiopharm. Israeli generics giant Teva is also expected to make a bid today. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are off under a quarter of a percent. In Asia, markets were mostly lower as well. The Nikkei lost about a percent. Wall Street yesterday, investors made it another day of gains. The Dow tacked on about 47 points to close at 10,733. Nike says stronger sales helped boost third quarter profit. Revenues were up there at 7%. We're going to get the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index this morning. Inflation's not expected to be a problem. Investors will also mull over new jobless claims in the Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard. Reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com. By Discovery, from the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Next week, the Senate begins consideration of the financial overhaul bill proposed by Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd. Now, one highlight of that bill is a proposed Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that's supposed to guard against abusive lenders. But as reporter Brett Neely tells us, the bill may not be as tough on some lenders as it is on others.
The payday loan industry lends small amounts at very high interest rates. The loosely regulated industry doesn't have a sterling reputation.
It used to be the purview of mob loan sharks.
That's Lauren Saunders from the National Consumer Law Center. She says payday lenders are the perfect definition of what consumers need protection from.
We're now seeing payday lenders targeting people with unemployment benefits, you know, to offer them payday loans.
But in Dodd's draft bill, only large payday lenders will be overseen by the new agency. First, it will have to define what large means. That could take a year once the agency gets off the ground, says Ed Mirzvinsky at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
And in a year, you can make a lot of money ripping people off.
He says the payday lending industry actually came out badly in the bill writing process because there's a path to regulation. Mirzvinsky says stockbrokers and other groups managed to water down the draft to the point where it only orders studies rather than new rules for their businesses.
And the study is going to be just one more dead forest of trees that is going to say the same thing all the other studies have shown.
Which is that the groups need tougher regulation. Steve Schlein, a Payday Lending Association spokesman, told me the industry likes things the way they are. Currently, states regulate payday lenders.
And there's no federal need to regulate us. The federal government should focus on the industries that cause the economic meltdown.
He says the association plans to keep fighting Dodd's bill as it makes its way through the Senate. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And finally, we've learned even the formal halls of the Ivy League can mix it up a little. A journal at Yale called Greenbag came up with these bobbleheads jiggling around the law school's Lillian Goldman Library. The dolls are likenesses of a dozen U.S. Supreme Court justices, from Chief Justice William Rehnquist to Sandra Day O'Connor, each with its own character and its own depiction. A librarian there told the New York Times, quote, 100 years from now, if someone wants to study the bobbleheads, where will they go? Well, I think that question's been answered. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.